May the peace of God Almighty abide with you as you join us on this edition of Trumpet of Peace. Trumpet of Peace is a powerful inspirational program brought to you by
Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated.
The set man is Jesus Christ and his anointed servant, world-renowned evangelist Alabijo, is the anchor man. As the word of God flows with signs and wonders from his vineyard into the lives of everyone, may his words turn us all into his instruments of peace.
Alaafia Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin be ba tin darapo me to Trumpet of Peace kakaki alaafia tose yi eto yi kun fu opolopo mi si atagbere mi Olorun alaye tin sise ami ati se iyanu nile aye oni pojipo eto yi si wa lati ile ise Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated Jesu Kristi lo gbe to yi kale eni ami ro ran se Olorun alaye ilu maka oni waasu agbaye ni ajinrere alabi job Olorun lo lori eto yi e je ka farabale ka wa nkan fidile kawo boro olorun o se ma se opolopo si ami ati se iyanu kongbe kongbe lati na ogba ajara ti le aye ori ko kan wa to ba fokan dogba pelu eto yi ki olorun je ki oro na so emi ati eye di ohun elu alaafia
Greetings to you in the most wonderful name of Jesus. It is wonderful the Lord has brought us your way once again this week. We want to appreciate you for always finding time to listen to us. Thank you also for encouraging us through your messages to us and through your support. Please continue to do so, and the Lord will continue to bless you as you listen to today's teaching. We want to urge you to please invite your neighbors so they too can be blessed. Because the teaching we are beginning today is so important, because it affects you and affects Jesus Christ. You will need your Bible by your side if you have not been doing so before. Because this teaching may raise some questions which you may want to ask us after the teaching. So please pick your Bibles and open to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3. After the reading, we shall pray. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you never left us in the dark. Even before things happen, you have already shed light unto it, so we may not be left in the dark. Thank you, Father, because you have never left us in the dark concerning the issue of Antichrist. Thank you, Father, because you never left us in the dark to know the things that are bound to happen before the rounding up of the creation, or the closure of generations. Thank you, Father. As we go to your word today, we ask that you open the understanding of your children so they will receive the challenge not to waste their faith on things that are temporal, that they may
learn to put their faith
ki won le ko bi a se nfi igbagbo
eni in something that is eternal
sinu awon kan to je ti aye raye.
Thank you Father.
Baba ese.
Thank you Son.
Omo ese.
Thank you Holy Spirit.
Emi mi me ese
pelu in Jesus mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu Christi ni agbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of the rumors that go around today,
nitori awon iroyin to nlo kakiri loni,
we believe the issue of Antichrist is worth touching.
Agbagbo pe oro nipa ti asodi si Christi o ye ka mo nipa.
Dear listener,
eyin olugbo wa,
you probably have heard
eyin ele ti gbo
the rumor
awon iroyin
that
pe
Antichrist
asodi si Christi
is beginning to manifest himself.
O tin fi ara re han
in Obama.
Ninu Obama.
We want to find out from the scripture.
A fe se iwadi ninu oro Olorun.
What the scripture has to say.
Kini Bibeli ni so fun wa.
There are so many questions.
Opolopo ibere lo wa.
That we should ask.
Ti o ye ka bere.
About Antichrist.
Nipa asodi si Christi.
We should have loved to ask.
Ki ba wu wa pe ka bere.
What will be the sequence?
Bawo ni yo se wa ni sisentele.
Of the happenings
nipa awon isele
before the final assault of Antichrist
ko to se awon ise buruku re ni ase pari.
We would have loved to ask
ki ba wu wa pe ka bere
which will come first
ewo ni yo kokon wa.
Is it rapture of the church
nje mi mu awon ayan fe lo saju ni
before the coming of Antichrist
ko to di pe asodi si Christ farahan.
These are serious questions
awon ibere to niye lori ni.
But the question the Lord is putting upon our mind to treat at this time
sugbon ibere ti Olorun fi si wa lokan lati se agbeyewo re ni akoko
has to do
o ni se
with who
pelu tani
of the sons of Noah
ninu awon omo Noah
will be used
eti alo
by Antichrist
nipa ti asodi si Christi
olo for his final assault
fun aseyori ise ibi re.
The theme of the teachings we are beginning today
nitori na akori ori oro ti a bere loni
is
oni
a great question
ibere nla
who champions the Antichrist cause
tani agbateru ilepa asodi si Christi.
Great question
ibere nla
who champions the cause of Antichrist
tani agbateru ilepa asodi si Christi.
And specifically we will begin to treat some questions
ni asoyepo awa mo se agbeyewo awon ibere
so under this general theme
labe akori ori oro nla yi
there are four questions
awon ibere nla merin wa nbe.
We will take each
awa mo mu lokokan
during one teaching
ni awon eko ikeko kokan.
The first question
ibere akoko
who is this Antichrist
tani asodi si Christi.
Number 2
ekeji
what really is the cause of the Antichrist
kini ilepa re.
Number 3
iketa
who were the original and the present children of Noah
awon wo ni omo Noah nigba kan ati ni isisin yi.
And finally
ati ni ipari
who of them
ewo ninu won
will champion the cause of the Antichrist
ni yo je agbateru akitiyan si asodi si Christi.
Remember the specific topic
eran ti ori oro ti a ti so
is
o na ni
who of the sons of Noah
ewo ninu awon omo Noah
champions the cause of Antichrist
ni yo je agbateru akitiyan si asodi si Christi.
So we begin with the first question
tori na bere pelu ibere akoko.
And under this question,
labe ibere
there may be some other questions.
Awon ibere mi le tun je jade.
So the main question
tori na ibere akoko o na ni
who is Antichrist?
Tani asodi si Christi.
Who is Antichrist?
Tani asodi si Christi.
The word Antichrist
oro ti an pe ni asodi si Christi
is mentioned 5 times.
Adaruko re ni igba marun
in the Bible.
Ninu Bibeli.
And all of the 5 times
gbogbo igba marun ta si daruko re
found in 1st John and 2nd John.
Ari ninu ekini ati ekeji ti Johanu.
We already read one
ati ka okan nibe
in 1st John chapter 4
ninu ekini ti Johanu ori ikerin
verse number 3
ese iketa.
If you have your Bible with you
to ba ni bibeli pelu re
underline Antichrist
e fala si asodi si Christi ni
it is also mentioned
asi tun daruko re
in 2nd John
ninu ekeji ti Johanu pelu.
John has only one chapter.
Ekeji ti Johanu yori kan soso loni.
In verse number 7.
Ni ese ikeje.
Antichrist is mentioned again.
Atun daruko asodi si Christi ni be pelu.
Is described.
Asi apejuwe re.
And is mentioned.
Asi to wa daruko re.
And we go now to 1 John chapter 2.
Awa lo si ekene ti Johanu ori ikeji.
In verse number 18.
Ni ese ikeji din ni ogun.
Antichrist is mentioned.
Abdaruko aso di si Christi na ni be. Ni gba meji.
In verse 18.
Ni ese ikeji din ni ogun.
And in 1 John chapter 2.
Ati ni ikeji ti ekene Johanu ori ikeji na.
Verse number 22.
Ese ikeji le ni ogun.
Antichrist is mentioned.
Asi to daruko aso di si Christi.
Who is Antichrist?
Tania so di si Christi.
Who is Antichrist?
Tania so di si Christi.
If we go by the Bible passage that we read,
ti aba lo pelu bibeli eti ati ka fun wa.
1 John chapter 4 verse 3.
Ekini ti Johan ori ikerin ese iketa.
And join all other verses together.
Ta ba wa mu gbogbo awon ese won yi papo mora won.
There are three truths.
Otito meta je jade nibe.
About the person called the Antichrist.
Nipa eni ti an pe ni asodi si Christi.
Number 1.
Akoko.
Antichrist.
Asodi si Christi.
Is not human.
Kese ede le rara.
Is a spirit.
Emi ni.
Is a spirit.
Emi ni.
That's the first truth.
Otito akoko ni.
Number 2.
Ekeji.
It's not that Antichrist will come. Antichrist is already here long ago. Because the Bible says he's already in the world. He's already in the world.
You say
if he's already here, why are we so serious about the coming of Antichrist? The reason is because he has been on. But is yet to carry out his last assault. His last assault. His last assault will be connected to the second coming of
Christ.
And this is very, very important. All religions know that Jesus Christ is coming back. I have some Muslim scholar friends.
We
love one another so much. We discuss issue of religion freely.
And
one of them told me that for an enlightened Muslim
Islam
to die before the coming of Christ should be preferred. And I said, why? He said, everybody living on earth when Christ is coming will experience serious things. It was he who told
me
that everything that the white man has done will collapse. And this is in accordance with what we believe will happen when Christ is about to come. And the collapse and the destruction of things that the white man
creates
will be as a result of the activity of the Antichrist according to the
scripture. And
so the Bible says that before Christ comes, Antichrist will come here. And this is why we must think about it. This is why Christians should be challenged to put a stop to the way they are using their faith. They use their faith to attract material things, forgetting that faith should always also be used to gain eternal things. Thank God, because faith works to attract material things. But we also must have a balance. Our faith should be directed also towards what we need to enjoy in eternity.
le dari igbagbo wa si awon nkan ti agbadun ni ayeraye.
And so this is why we must talk about it.
Idi ni ta fi gbadun soro nipa
re. There's another question.
Ibere miran to wa.
If we say the antichrist is a spirit.
Ngba ta so pe aso di si Christian
meni. Remember we have emphasized two things.
Eran ti pe ati si atenumo nkan meji.
Number one.
Akoko.
We have said that.
Ati so pe
antichrist
aso di si Christi
is very very real.
O daju gan.
But is a spirit.
Sugbe mi ni.
If he's a spirit,
so ba je mi,
why should we connect him to ordinary human beings?
Ba o la se wa so po mo eniyan lenu ara.
The answer is,
down ni pe,
though is a spirit,
looto emi ni,
he cannot operate singularly.
O le sise fun ara re.
He will need human body.
Yo nilo ara eniyan
to operate
lati sise re
in history.
Ninu itan.
And that is why
idini yi
the rumor going about
awon iroyin ti o lo kakiri
is scripturally correct.
O ba bibeli pelu.
But what we are not sure of is
ugbon ti o da wa loju nipa eni
who of the sons of Noah
ewo ninu awon omo Noah
will champion this evil cause
ti o je agbateru akitiyan ise buburu yi
of antichrist
ni ti aso di si Christ.
That is why we want to find
idini ti a fi gbodo se iwadi.
Dear listener,
eyin olugbo
wa, we want to challenge you.
A fe pe yin nija.
Faith can work for many things.
Igbagbo le sise fun opolopo nkan.
But it is more important for you.
Mo se pataki fun o.
To begin to apply your faith.
Lati ma mu igbagbo yin lo.
Towards eternal things.
Si awon nkan ti aye raye.
Because everything that we see now.
Nitori pe awon nkan ta nri nisin.
Will soon come to an end.
Yo wa si opin laipe.
So antichrist is real.
Aso di si Christi daju.
Antichrist is spirit.
Aso di si Christi je emi.
Antichrist is already here.
Aso di si Christi si ti wa nihin.
Who is he?
Tawani.
The Bible has the answer.
Bibeli ni idahun
si. If we say is a spirit.
Ta ba so pe emi ni.
What type of spirit?
Iru emi wo lo nje?
Is antichrist.
Ona ni ti aso di si Christi.
Let's go to the book of Revelation.
Eje ka lo sinu iwe ifihan.
Want to find out.
A fe se iwadi.
Who the antichrist is?
Ta ni aso di si Christi
ni je? In the book of Revelation.
Ninu iwe ifihan.
Chapter 13.
Ori ketala.
Listen to the vision shown to John the Revelator.
Efeti si awon iran ti a fi han fun Johanu.
Verse 2 says.
Ese keji wipe.
And the beast which I saw.
Eranko ti mo ri na.
Was like unto a leopard.
O si dabi ekun.
And his feet were as the feet of a bear.
Ese re si dabi ti beari.
And his mouth as the mouth of a lion.
Enu re dabi ti kini.
And the dragon gave him his power.
Dragoni na si fun li agbara re.
And his seat.
Ati itere.
And great authority.
Ati olanla.
Now listen to what verse 7 says.
Egbon ti ese ikejewi.
And it was given unto him.
Asi fun.
To make war with the saints.
Lati ma ba awon eniyan mi ma jagun.
And to overcome them.
Ati lati segun won.
And power was given over all kindreds.
Asi fi agbara fun lori gbogbo eya.
And tongue and nation.
Ati eniyan ati ede.
Verse number 8 says.
Ese ikejo wi
pe. And all that dwell upon the earth.
Gbogbo awon tin gbe ori ile aye.
Shall worship him.
Yo si ma sin.
Whose names are not written in the book of life.
Olukuluku eni ti a ko ko oruko re sinu iwe iye.
From the foundation of the world.
Ti odo agutan ti a ti pa lati ipile si aye.
Now listen to me.
Egbo mi.
We already emphasized the truth that antichrist is already in our midst.
Ati si atenumo pe aso di si Christi wa laarin
wa. And is already at work.
O si ti bere ise pelu.
The Bible passage we read.
Ese bibeli ti aka.
Simply told us one of his functions.
O so awon okan ninu awon ise re.
That is 1 John chapter 4.
Eyi ni kini ti Johanu ori ikerin.
Verse number 3.
Ese iketa.
Listen to his function.
Egbo bo se sise re.
And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh.
Gbogbo emi ti ko si gbagbo pe Christi wa ninu ara.
In other words,
lona miran,
in preparation
ni ipalemo
for his final assault.
Fun asekagba ise ibi re.
He's already propagating falsehood about Jesus.
O tin se it atenumo oro odi nipa Christi.
He's already propagating.
O tin se ipolongo
falsehood about Jesus.
Aisododo nipa Christi.
And the falsehood about Jesus.
Okan nipa aisododo nipa Christi.
Is that he does not accept that Jesus is Christ.
Yani pe o ngago gba pe Christi o wa ninu ara.
he does not believe that he came in the flesh. Second thing, he does not believe that Jesus is Christ. So he makes a distinction between Jesus and Christ. Most religious books never do that. The word Christ in Hebrew means Messiah.
Messiah.
And the word Christ in Arabic is very clearly stated as Mashihu.
Mashihu.
So Quran agrees that
Jesus
is both Jesus and is also Mashihu. In other words, is Christ.
So
any spirit that does not agree that Jesus is the
Christ
is another evidence of the operation of Antichrist. And so we know that Antichrist is already operating. But what we read in the book of Revelation is talking about this manifestation for the final assault. The question is, who of the sons of
Noah
will surrender his body, will surrender his mind to be used by Antichrist? That is our question. But before we ever talk about this question, we really need to see the method that Antichrist is already using. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, listen to verse 16. And this will help you to understand why the rumor that you hear is going about. The Bible says, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, and he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
O si mu gbogbo won ati kekere ati nla oloro ati talaka ominira ati eru ki a fi ami kan fun won le owo otun won tabi ni iwaju ori won.
And the intention for giving the mark include verse 8. Let's read verse 8. Listen, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
These
two verses will help you to understand the reason why the rumor you hear is going around.
It is
rumored that very soon, without God's intervention, people living in America will begin to receive electronic mark on their forehead or on their right hand. That is why the rumor you hear go about. But the question remains, who of the sons of Noah will be willing to submit his body, his mind, to champion this evil cause of Antichrist? In our next messages, we shall be considering that. But at this point, I have good news for you. The intention of that man will be for everybody, no matter what religion, to worship this beast. And whoever refuses to worship the beast will seriously be tortured.
As you want to be tortured.
Verse 8 simply made it clear.
Yes, I can judge you for the
that all will worship. All will worship. Except. Except those of them whose names are already found in the book of the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Glory be to God. It simply means that some people are already secured because their names are already written in a book. That book is called the Book of Lamb. And the person called the Book of Lamb, that Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. In other words, before the trees of the Antichrist, before his assault, God already made provision for you here. This time. He already slain a lamb. And the names of people are already in the book of that lamb. And that lamb is none other person than Jesus Christ. And this is why the beast is Antichrist. Now,
dear
listener, this is the truth. That Christ came and died 2,000 years ago. Is the fact. But the truth is, he was already slain for you, for me, before the foundation of the world. The challenge now is, have you given your life to him? Are you sure your name is in his book? You can be sure now. Just say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Lamb who was slain for me. I give my life to you. Retain my name. Retain my name in your book. So I might be secured. I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. If you have prayed the prayer, congratulations. Meet us again next week, same time, same station. Shalom.
In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message of the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabi Job, and the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gifts now to the address Christ Headquarters Complex, Pakpa Alakpo of Adeniro Memorial Grammar School, Randa Ogbomoso, Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomoso. Email copier_ics@yahoo.com.
Latin can be organized. As you say, letting Jalado to Tim Fessen in Leon Jobom, Tom Walatin and Rolon Alai, Ajin Ria Gayeni, Enio Walla Bijo, Faith Partners Convenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated, Losunigba way to ye, Fugbeleki go long. Wanna let Yala back me at your law. That is your nigga way to know. Nepa 50 prefer to you, see Christ Headquarters Complex, Papa Lapo of Adena Memorial Grammar School, Randa Ugbomoso, Akwati if you answer, P.O. Box 1912, Ugbomoso, email copier_ics@yahoo.com. And talk about Dewa Luria to Ilojo Major, Nede Diasiko, you cannot. I love your long ally. Go work with Louis.